Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Jalen Waddle only 5 catches away from the rookie record of 101 held by Anquan Boldin. Wasn't a whole lot of fun last night for Ian Book, that's for sure, in his first career start. It's Chris Carlin, Harry Douglas this morning, in for Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2, presented by Progressive Insurance, and all guests appear via the Goodyear Hotline. It wasn't pretty. I mean, a pick six before you even blink. Third play of the game for the Saints. And, you know, look, there is one moment last night that was exceptionally comical, Harry Douglas. There really was. And it was Christian Wilkins, who I fully admire as being a big man with incredible moves. I mean, his worm is off the charts good. Off the charts good. And then last night, he and Alvin Kamara, get into it a little bit, and he steals Alvin Kamara's towel.
Thief in the night, man.
And moments later, Kamara shoves him and draws an unnecessary roughness penalty. That's brilliant gamesmanship by Christian Wilkins.
Listen, he is secretly one of the funniest people in the National Football League. In that whole debacle between those two guys started, I think, early on in the game where Kamara had a play and then it got blown dead and Christian Wilkins was still trying to reach at the football and playing around with Kamara. Kamara was just, you could tell he's frustrated by the Saints, the lack of offensive production that they've been having of late. But then not only that, Christian Wilkins, when he was at Clemson, right? I don't know if a lot of y'all remember this, but I'm gonna bring it to y'all's attention. Christian Wilkins first of all, he put his leg up in the air. I don't know how those cheerleaders do it, but I can't do it because my hamstrings are tight right now. But he put his leg up in the air. Then he went to a full split as they beat, I think it was Alabama in the national championship game. Then he scores a big man touchdown, a thick six. Shout out to my boy Matt Golick Jr., a thick six last week. He does the damn worm better than anybody I've ever seen do it. Big man. Then he spunked around like a little guy having a dance battle, and the Dolphins are around him. But big boy got some moves, man. He has personality. You know who he reminds me of? He reminds me of a guy like Shaquille O'Neal. Shaquille being 7 foot tall, being so big, being one of the dominant players in the NBA, but has nothing but personality. Christian Wilkins has a lot of personality. I wouldn't be surprised if you see him in a lot more commercials coming sometime soon. Not even commercials. See him acting because he does such a damn good job.
Yeah, had the thick six, as you talked about. The worm in and of itself, as a big man, having this kind of cat-like agility, which I'm very familiar with. I applaud it. I want him to just continue to own it.
Look at him.
Oh, my goodness. He is so good. He is so good with his moves. It is just alarming. But more importantly, draws the penalty last night. And
yeah.
I'm sure when he stole the towel, that wasn't exactly what he was thinking, but it led to it. Meanwhile, the Dolphins have now won 7 in a row.
Yep.
After they lost 7 in a row, they are the first team in NFL history to ever accomplish that, and they are in the 7th spot in the AFC in full control of their destiny. Now, the problem is lies ahead for them.
Big problem, Chris.
On their
big
schedule. Problem. It is it is a big problem for the Miami Dolphins when you look at the next 2 weeks and you're sitting there with a road trip to Nashville against the Titans and then the Patriots at home. So, yes, destiny, you control it, but do you really when that's your schedule?
Well, I will say this, to the Miami Dolphins' credit, let's not forget now, and I understand it was the first week of the season, and this New England Patriots football team is not the same as week one, but the Dolphins, they beat the New England Patriots in week one. Let's not forget that. And the last few years, the struggles that the Patriots have had against this Miami Dolphins football team. But that's the Brian Flores coming from New England and understanding Belichick and the things that they like to present and going against a Josh McDaniels offense every day in practice. So I think that's to be said, first of all. But then secondly, They have the Tennessee Titans. The Tennessee Titans are a team that I'm high on, and I predicted them before this season even started to reach the Super Bowl. If the Tennessee Titans are healthy, they can make a deep run. But that game's not going to be easy. That game is going to be in Nashville. And if it's cold, one thing I know, those teams in Florida, when they go play in that cold weather, besides Tom Brady knows what he's doing. They tend to be worried about the cold a lot more. More so than they are playing football. But the Miami Dolphins have an opportunity, and that defense that they have with those solid guys on the back end who can play man coverage, I think against anybody in the National Football League, you're able to do whatever you want to do within that front seven when you have those back end guys who can guard and man up wide receivers and tight ends. But it's going to be a tough task because A.J. Brown is back. Julio Jones, I think Julio just went on the COVID list, so I don't know if he's going to play in that football game. But we're going to see. We're going to see. Can Tua Tagovailoa and that offense push the football down the field to score enough points to beat the Titans? I think that's going to be the thing these last 2 weeks with the Miami Dolphins. Can they score enough points? I think they match up better with the New England Patriots because the Patriots are more so predominantly run-first football team. The Titans are too, but the Titans can throw it around as long as A.J. Brown is out there.
Chris Carlin, Harry Douglas in for TJ and Max on ESPN Radio and ESPN2. Okay, so with that in mind, mm-hmm. I'm going to throw this out there at you. You tell me the percentage chance that you feel like the Dolphins would have to make the playoffs at this point, because we do have a percentage chance from ESPN FPI. Okay. And to make the playoffs, this is operating under the assumption that they win the next two games at Tennessee and at home for the Patriots. What percentage chance is there of that happening and the Dolphins being in the playoffs?
Well, let me ask you this first. If they go 1-1, there's still an opportunity that they can make the playoffs, right?
Yeah, all right. I should say that. I mean, they need a lot of help.
Yeah, okay.
They need help.
I think they win one of those games. I don't think they win both.
All right, let's put it another way then. I'm confusing. Nothing new there. What percentage chance do you give the Dolphins to make the playoffs right now, sitting in the seventh seed?
I'll give them, I'll say 35% to 40% chance.
Right now, according to ESPN FPI, just a 22% chance of making the playoffs. And then that wholly has to do with what their schedule is, the remaining couple of games of the season.
I'm just off a little bit.
Well, not far. You didn't say it was 70%, for Pete's sake. Hell, I mean, come on. And then you really need to not be hard on yourself. But as I know, given Keyshawn's personal preferences, that this show has often been, how would I phrase it? An anti-Notre Dame show. You know, and personally, I have always said the problem with Notre Dame is they think they're Notre Dame. And with that in mind, how about this? Ian Book last night just looked absolutely terrible. And listen, it's his
deer
first NFL
headlights.
Start.
Deer in headlights. Literally a deer in headlights last night.
And that's going to happen. Notre Dame quarterbacks have lost 24 straight starts in the NFL. The last win by a Notre Dame quarterback in the NFL.
Joe Montana.
No. Not quite that far.
Joe Montana.
Not quite that far. Did Paul Hornung play quarterback in college? I don't know. Classic. Brady Quinn, week 13, 2012.
With what team?
Against the Panthers. Who was Brady Quinn playing for at the time?
Denver Broncos.
Denver.
Okay, Broncos, okay.
Yeah. 2012.
Sorry, I knew it was an NFC West team. It was the Chiefs.
Chiefs.
Against the Panthers. That was in the Obama administration. First term.
Man.
It's a while ago.
So what you're saying, Chris, is that
Notre Dame quarterbacks are terrible? Yes,
that's what I'm saying. Like, you're saying GMs and owners should not think about drafting Notre Dame quarterbacks. That's what you're saying.
I let the numbers speak for themselves. I present facts, and I let you form your own opinions based upon hard facts.
Evidence.
Yes.
The proof is in the pudding.
Exactly.
That's what my grandma used to tell me. Boy, the proof is in the pudding.
Chris Carlin, Harry Douglas on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2 in for Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us via the Goodyear Hotline. The coach of the Chiefs that year was Romeo Crennel. Romeo Crennel.
I like Romeo, though, man. Romeo's a good guy.
Yeah. And he's a good defensive coach.
Yeah, he is.
Do you know that only one NFL team this year has reached 12 wins by this point? But they are atop Harry's real rankings. Are they going to be there? Maybe, maybe not. The answer coming up next. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, and Sirius XM, Channel 80.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Today, it's Harry's Real Rankings. They are brought to you by Dell for your small business needs. Call a Dell Technologies advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL. It's Chris Carlin, Harry Douglas, in for KJ and Max on ESPN Radio and ESPN2. And it's time for Harry's Real Rankings. Harold Montavious Douglas IV.
Get out of here right
Number
now.
One.
Number one on my rankings this week, we have the Green Bay Packers. And I think that's self-explanatory. You have Aaron Rodgers. But what about Rasul Douglas, what he's been able to do since he's came over to this team in October? 5 interceptions, getting this defense and this organization takeaways, giving that ball to Aaron Rodgers so he can have extra possessions. He has Devontae Adams. You see Lazard coming on of late, making big catches, one-hand grab, as you see right here on the screen. Ooh, I see you, Alan Lazard. Get in on the action like Devontae Adams, baby. Aaron Jones, I believe in this offense. I believe in this team collectively. But I have some concerns about how many yards they gave up on the ground to the Cleveland Browns. But that's my number one team this week.
Number two.
Number two will be the Kansas City Chiefs. I think the Kansas City Chiefs are playing the best football of anybody in the National Football League at the moment. They were without Travis Kelce, but no problem. I think they may have found their third wheel. That's Byron Pringle. Had a great game, 2 touchdowns this past week. But you've seen Patrick Mahomes, right? Not force things. Dump things down to his checkdowns. Stay ahead of the chains. Patrick Mahomes looked like he's in sync. The defense is playing lights out football. They caused 2 more turnovers against the Pittsburgh Steelers. This is my number two team in the rankings this week.
Number three.
Number three will be the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And I think this should be self-explanatory to the world. Number three, because they have Tom Brady. Yes, I said it correctly. Tom the GOAT Brady. Antonio Brown was back. He had 10 catches. What a lot of people didn't notice about those 10 catches, a lot of times he was guarded by Stephon Gilmore, one of the top corners in the league. Well, when he was playing, now he's back. Stephon Gilmore matched up with him. He followed him. Antonio Brown still found a way to get those 10 catches. I like this Tampa Bay Buccaneers team. Once they get healthy, they're going to be scary again. Trust me. But they're always scary because of Tom Brady. That's my number three team.
Number four.
Number four. We're going to go with the Dallas Cowboys. Yes, we've seen them put it all together. Last week, I was upset with the Cowboys and said if they continued to play the way they was playing offensively, they were going to be one and done. But what did they do? They went out against the Washington football team. They did it offensively. They did it on special teams. They got turnovers defensively. You see CeeDee Lamb made tough catches. He didn't drop the football in this game against the Washington football team. Dak Prescott was efficient. You see the run game was there. Zeke was physical. I like this Cowboys team when they're hitting on all three cylinders. Very scary. Very scary. That's why they're my number four team.
Number five.
Number five. I have my 5A, the Indianapolis Colts. Jonathan Taylor, a guy who's a candidate for the MVP this year, made plays against the Arizona Cardinals. Not only did he make plays, but Carson Wentz. Yes, I said it correctly. Carson Wentz made plays with his legs and his arms to get the victory over the Arizona Cardinals. So,
have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus. Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRICEbikes.com.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
They're my 5A.
Number five.
The Tennessee Titans. They're right there with the Indianapolis Colts neck and neck. They beat the Colts twice this year, so if anything happens down in the back end, they own the tiebreaker. But I like the brand. We see the Tennessee Titans. When A.J. Brown is on this football team, he's a difference maker. The offense doesn't look stale. The offense doesn't look plain. The offense actually looks fluid. That's in the second half it did against the San Francisco 49ers. That's a great team that they beat, or a good team that they beat last Thursday on Thursday Night Football. So I got the Tennessee Titans as my 5B. That's my rankings this week, y'all.
Lot to chew on right there, my friend. Lot to chew on.
Talk to me, Chris.
Topic off the rankings, topic of the day, the 11-win team that you trust the most. That's what we have on Twitter, at KJ and Max. And I happen to notice that there's an 11-win team that is not in your top five. Yeah. And it is the Los Angeles Rams.
Yeah.
Where are the Rams? Why are they not in your top five?
I just don't think the Rams are playing the brand of football that they should be playing. Granted, the players that they have on their roster. You look at the game that they had against the Seattle Seahawks prior to this past week. They could have easily lost that football game. You look at the game against the Minnesota Vikings. They could have lost that football game if the Vikings weren't so stale offensively. I think Matthew Stafford, you've seen an interception he had against the Seahawks. I don't know where he was throwing the ball. I think it went in Cooper Kupp's direction, but clearly he threw it right to the safety Diggs, Quadri Diggs for the Seattle Seahawks. You see him had the three interceptions against the Minnesota Vikings and could have had two other ones, two other balls that were dropped by the secondary of the Minnesota Vikings. So I don't think they're hitting on all cylinders. I do like that Sean McVay is trying to establish the run. I thought Sony Michel did a great job in this ball game rushing the football. So he's trying to be more balanced with that run game. So things in the pass game come off of it. But right now, I just don't think that this Rams team is hitting on the right cylinders going into the playoffs.
Well, but also keep in mind with the run game, they may actually get Cam Akers back this coming week, which would be a boost for them. Who knows how effective he'll be right away. Yeah. But I think part of that with McVay is exactly the reason with Stafford struggles the other day. Let's go and let's run the football. And that's something that I think people, it's a little bit of a misnomer about the Rams. They want to run the ball more than you realize.
I'll say this, Chris. Well, I think the last four games, they have did a great job of establishing the run. Mm-hmm. The two games that they lost prior to that, I didn't think they did a great job of sticking with the run game. Even when they got down to Tennessee, you still could have stuck with the run. You don't exit the game plan just because you're down. But the last four games, I think they made some great efforts and being consistent with the run game.
I honestly believe the Rams deserve to be in your top five. I do. I'm putting the Rams ahead of the Titans right now. Rams.
They just smashed the Rams. How you gonna put them ahead? They just smashed the Rams.
I understand that.
Without a lot of players on their team. They smashed the Rams without a lot of players on their team.
The Rams have still found a way to win 11 games, and that was a bad game. I'm not gonna argue that. But I still think that they are an overall better team. Now, there's no Derrick Henry. That obviously would have a big influence on my opinion there. But even though they lost the game, I would still believe that they are a better team. Titans have won 10 at this point. But I think they absolutely believe to belong in the top five.
Where was that game at? Was that game in Tennessee?
That Nashville? Game was in Tennessee.
No, it wasn't, Chris. It was in Los Angeles.
Oh, I got confused. All right.
So they got smacked at home minus a ton of players that the Titans didn't have.
They've still won 11 games.
I understand that.
Yeah,
but I'm not putting them in.
And I know what happened. They had a gift wrap for them this past week. But listen, I honestly think that at this point, the Rams are still a better constructed team, And the Titans have had
on paper
a good year, and they haven't played, but they haven't played particularly great lately either.
Right, but Chris, you got to understand. You got to look at the total picture when it comes to the Titans.
This is the same Titans team that lost to Houston.
Yeah, but check this out. The Titans and the Ravens, I think, have had more people go on IR this year than any other team in the National Football
League. Oh, hang on a second.
They have
No.
Just listen to me.
No. You're not going to tell me about how great they were even without all their players and then turn around and make an excuse for
it. No, I never said how great they were without all their players. That never came out of my mouth. I said they put a mud hole in the Los Angeles Rams that you're trying to put on a damn pedestal without players. That's what I said.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the Tennessee Titans have had injuries after injuries after injuries this entire season. But I didn't hear anybody in the national media talking them up when they were beating the Bills, when they were beating when they beat the Saints at the time, when the Saints were still looked upon as a decent team, when they beat the Kansas City Chiefs. No. So now let's not try to thumb them down on what they've accomplished this season when guys have been out of the lineup. They've been out without Derrick Henry, A.J. Brown. They've been without Julio Jones. They've been without Bud Dupree. Some games they've been without Janoris Jenkins. Think about those players I just named.
Would they beat
the Chiefs
today?
And they still found the ways to win.
Would they beat the Chiefs today?
Whoa, hold on now. They still aren't healthy. They played a Thursday night football game, Chris, without three starting offensive line.
All right, let me rephrase that.
Let's be serious now.
If they were healthy, would they beat the Chiefs today?
I will put my money on them.
Oh. I don't know about that. And I know what happened
if the
first time around.
If the Tennessee Titans,
that was a different
or
Chiefs
if the
team.
If the Tennessee Titans are 100% healthy, I'm putting my money on the Titans. Point blank, period.
Is it just because of the physicality?
No, I just believe in the Titans. I believe they have the roster defensively. I believe they have the guys up front to get to Patrick Mahomes. I believe you have a guy in A.J. Brown. And don't mess around, let Derrick Henry come back. And then you have Derrick Henry, you have a Julio Jones, and then you have a first grade at a tight end position. Listen, this Tennessee Titans team, if they get healthy, if they mess around and they still have an opportunity to get this first round bye, because if the Cincinnati Bengals beat the Kansas City Chiefs this weekend and the Titans go ahead and win out, they would be the number one team. That means they get a first round bye and they get an extra week to get people healthy. They're going to be scary as hell. Remember I said it right here on KJM. Remember I said it, Chris.
All right, so that in mind, and the thing that you didn't even mention, I think one guy that really doesn't get enough credit is Mike Vrabel. Mike Vrabel's a really good
100%.
Coach. 100%. He does a really, really good job.
Yep.
Check out the Dr. Pepper call-in line. Be a part of this discussion at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. So which 11-win team do you trust the most? Let's hit the phones. Let's hear from the people. It's Ryan in New Jersey up first on KJM today. Ryan, what's going on, bud?
Hey, how you doing, man?
Good.
Doing good.
Yeah, I believe in the Rams this go around. I know the Bucks.
Yeah, you do.
They got Tom Brady and everything, but I think when the playoffs start with that defense that the Rams have, I think they have it. I trust them. I trust them the most.
I'm not as high on their defense as I was earlier in the year.
Is it the defense you're worried about, though?
Listen.
That's the question.
Listen,
is it the defense you're worried
about? I told you, I'm not gonna back off of what I said yesterday and last hour. You cannot get away from what happened on Sunday with Stafford. And the feeling has always been with Stafford, with the Rams, when it's great, it's going to be great, and it's going to be great for a while. But when it's bad, it's going to be bad in a particular game. It's not one of those things where it's one mistake and move on. Our guy Dan Orlovsky yesterday, as much as I love the Rams and I love Matthew Stafford, he may love them a little bit too much. Take a listen.
Little concern about Matthew Stafford. I have little concern about yesterday's football game. I could not care less about the three interceptions. It's Christmas weekend. It's a 10 o'clock kick for this football team. They just went through like a month of COVID chaos. Find a way to win the game. I don't care about the interceptions. Find a way to win this football game with everything that you have gone through. Now, if you want to tell me this, the Rams are a Super Bowl contender, and the biggest question is, do you believe that Matthew Stafford can play the best four-game stretch ever in his career for them to win? That's a fair question. I think he can.
We'll react to that in just moments, and will welcome in a Super Bowl champion as well, right after SportsCenter.
Well, showing a lot of guys on the line. Kamara, the running back. Dolphins show eight guys.
Pick six. It's picked off.
Wow.
It's Needham. Needham down the sidelines. A pick six. Touchdown, Miami.
Talk about the defense coming through.
You heard it. 560 WQAM in Miami. Nick Needham, a pick six of Ian Book on the Saints' third play from scrimmage. Dolphins 20. Saints 3 on Monday Night Football. Miami, the first team in NFL history with a seven-game win streak and a seven-game losing streak in the same season. They now sit in seventh, the final playoff spot in the AFC, control their postseason destiny. Meanwhile, 49ers Jimmy Garoppolo dealing with a UCL tear and a fracture in his right thumb. He suffered the injury in Thursday's loss to the Titans, putting his status for this weekend's game against the Texans in jeopardy. He did not practice Monday. Rookie Trey Lance doing all the work with the starters. And how about this history for Greg Monroe? How? Well, he became the 541st player to play this season, setting a new NBA mark. The Minnesota center, his flight to Minneapolis was delayed on Monday, did not meet up with his Timberwolves team until just a few hours before tip-off against the Celtics. He did have 11 points, 9 boards in the 108-103 win, his first action in 2 years. SportsCenter, presented by Progressive Insurance, pet protection comes free with auto collision coverage. Visit progressive.com. Chris Carlin, Harry Douglas, in for Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2. We heard from Dan Orlovsky just moments ago, and right now we welcome in Jeff Saturday, who joins us on the Goodyear Hotline, brought to you by Goodyear, with you for every mile on the road to greatness. Goodyear, more driven. Jeff, we heard Dan Orlovsky as the Matthew Stafford apologist after what happened the other day. I guess, Jeff, the question is just, is Dan a little too close to the situation?
I told Dan yesterday, you remember that old American Express commercial, like, membership has its privileges? I told Dan, I said, man, friendship with you has privileges. You get on TV, and to your point, man, you are my guy's best. You are his best friend, bro. You are carrying water for my man, and I'm grateful that you're loyal. I'm hoping I always stay on Dan's good side, because obviously he is a ride or die with you, bro. You play bad, he's still your greatest fan. So I'm all about it. I love that he's staying true and loyal to his boy. I don't necessarily see it the same way he sees it, but man, you got to respect the ride with him.
Okay, so with that in mind, when you look at Stafford, what do you see right now?
I mean, listen, Matthew Stafford's a good quarterback. I don't question his ability. Can he win the big game? And can he put these together and beat quality opponents? I mean, like, listen, when you look at the entirety of the season, I think he played well against Tampa. Early in the season, I thought he had one of his best performances against Tampa early in the season. But as it's progressed, I just haven't seen that same, the same style from the Rams. You know what I mean? And so as I look at this football team, I know they lost Woods. I know they've dealt with COVID like everybody else. And so there's always issues. But turning the ball over in the playoffs is going to cost you. I don't care how good your team is. If there's one thing that we've all learned throughout our entire careers playing is you have to protect it. I don't care if it's Christmas. I don't care what day it is. Like, protecting the ball is the most important facet for the quarterback, right? And if it was a young quarterback who got up there and did that, we would all be laying the blame of saying, hey, you know, he's not getting his job done. I mean, think about the slump everybody was on Dak about and, you know, how he was playing football and all these things. I just think it's – you got to keep it fair, right? You can't turn the ball over. Matthew Stafford knows that. Dan knows that. You know, for whatever we're giving him, you know, in my opinion, is he good enough to have this team in the playoffs and make noise? That's my biggest question is when you get into it, are you going to protect the ball and make the plays in the biggest moments?
Yeah, Jeff, that's one of the things that I was kind of leaning on because – let's not forget now, Matthew Stafford has not won a playoff game. He hasn't won a playoff game.
That's
so
right.
He's coming into a situation with a lot of pressure. Granted, if he wanted that pressure or not, the GM Les Snead and the head coach Sean McVay put that pressure on him when they traded for Jared Goff, who took them to a Super Bowl, and he's no longer with
that
team, and they brought in Matthew Stafford because they thought he was the guy to get him over the hump. But like you just said, in the playoffs, you're going to be going against Aaron Rodgers. You're going to be going against a Tom Brady. You're going to be going against a guy named Dak Prescott who has offensive weapons like no other. You turn the football over one time, you can be going home without any Super Bowl hopes.
And here's my thing here. You bring up a great point about him not being in the playoffs. The other part of and I believe this from the Rams. I thought they started really hot. Obviously, they played good early on in the season. But as it progressed, I thought that Sean McVay kind of lost himself in this offense. I don't love them going a bunch of five wides and doing all this thing. You know, from the run game perspective, I thought they got away from it. It kind of exposed their offensive line. Stafford took a beating in that middle part of that season. I mean, you can remember plays where he's laying on the turf, kind of waiting to get up, you know, catching his breath. He had taken some shots. We know he had dealt with some injuries. He was trying to battle those things through. Where are they going to lean, right? You got Henderson's hurt, you know, hurt now. So as you're talking about their run game, Sony Michel had a great game the other day, and they didn't really ride with it. They kind of got away from it, went back to the passing, which to me doesn't bode well. Again, in the playoffs, you need to be able to ride that guy, that running back. That's your quarterback's best friend. Give him some good runs. That's your defense's best friend because it eats up clock. Mm-hmm. Your defense can stay fresh. You and I both know, man, three and outs throwing the ball devastate a football team. Like, it's short, it's fast. The other team gets excited. They catch momentum. When you're running and grinding the ball, just sustaining drives matters. That's what I want to see from this Rams offense is sustainable drives, sticking with Michelle, sticking with that game plan of, hey, kind of what they had with Jared Goff. I'm not trying to compare the two quarterbacks, but the mentality and the game plans going in, I just like the way that looked. Tight formations, you know, bunches, the two by twos where the receivers are really tight. I know Stafford and OBJ are kind of catching fire together. They played well. We know Cooper Kupp. I mean, you know, greatest wide receiver season in NFL history. So we know there's issue. I mean, there's no issue there. I like all those things. I need to see the addition because you and I both know those defenses you just named, whether it's the Cowboys, whether it's the Bucks, you know, whether it's Green Bay, like all these defenses are going to be gamed up to stop Matthew Stafford. Is can you trust that run game when it matters? Not are you getting numbers, but when it matters in a game, are you capable of putting your head down and going and getting yards?
Yeah, another thing, Jeff, in this game this past weekend against the Minnesota Vikings, Matthew Stafford had three interceptions. I was just telling Chris early on, the third play of the game should have been an interception to Dantzler, who dropped it.
Yes.
The right before halftime where Patrick Peterson tips the ball and tips it right to the nickel defender and he drops it, that should have been another interception. So that's two more plays where Matthew Stafford could have had two more interceptions in that ballgame.
100%. And listen, even the deep ball, and I know people were like, well, his arm was getting hit or he had pressure on him, but the deep ball it's thrown into double coverage in the middle of the field.
Yep.
You and I both, I mean, you're seeing it right now, you know, on your screen, but, you know, Harrison Smith's running. I mean, you got two guys running with him. It's got to be a perfect ball to make that catch, but you still have two defenders who could potentially make that play. I see the receiver getting by, but man, I still. You know, there are things that he does during games that I question. And when the moments get bigger, it's, you know, Bill Belichick has made this famous, but every NFL coach that I've ever played for has always said the same thing. More games are lost in the NFL than won. And if you turn the ball over, you are losing football games in the NFL. And so there's no greater determining factor than turnover ratio in the playoffs of what's going to happen. That's concerning for me.
Jeff Saturday, ESPN NFL analyst, joining KJ and Max on ESPN Radio and ESPN2. Chris Carlin, Harry Douglas in for the fellas today. All right, Jeff, who is the biggest challenge to the Green Bay Packers in the NFC right now?
I still think it's Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I know they're decimated with injuries, but, I mean, listen, you saw without Evans, without Godwin, without Fournette, and Brady comes in and Antonio Brown, it's like, you know, he didn't miss a beat, man. I mean, he's throwing them open. Brown's running great routes, getting separation and finding his way. You saw Vaughn have explosive runs. Jones has one, takes it to that. I mean, gets on the outside edge and scores. And listen, even with Evans coming back, when you think about what AB presents, he is still their best receiver versus man coverage of getting open. From a route running perspective, there's a reason Tom Brady loves him as a receiver, right? He finds ways to get open and make them easy throws. Similar to like Gronk, like when you see Gronk running away from people and you look around and go, man, how is somebody not plastered to Gronkowski right now? For whatever reason, these guys understand where they need to be for Brady to put them the ball. And man, the encouragement and energy you see between Brady and Brown, that was big to me. And I think this team, I think Evans is coming back. I think Fournette will be back for the playoffs. Both those guys getting healthy and fresh leading into the playoffs, I still think that's the biggest threat to the Packers.
Jeff, could get insight from you all day, brother. Appreciate a few minutes. Thanks.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate it, fellas. Have a great one.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
Cowboys Nation is loving life right now.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
It's too bad they don't see what's coming. Chris Carlin, Harry Douglas, in for Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio and the ESPN2 on your smart speaker by saying play ESPN Radio. Harry, you know, the Cowboys sitting with 11 wins right now. Everything is turning up Dallas. They have to be so thrilled with where they are. And our topic today has been, which 11-win team do you trust the most? And there were a lot of people, and understandably so, that were questioning, well, what are the Cowboys? How are they definitively going to beat you? Do they have an identity? Mike McCarthy believes that, in fact, they do.
The crowd was incredible. I thought the environment, the towels, and that's probably as good of a home field that I've seen, especially this year. So I thought our crowd was tremendous, and we got off to a fast start with the takeaways and the quick touchdowns, and when you get that momentum, our guys just played to it, and obviously we had a big evening. It's really also a byproduct of how we want to play and how we train. We spend an extraordinary amount of time on handling the football, and we have guys that can make big plays getting the football in their hands, whether it's our defense or if it's our offense, and I think it's definitely part of our identity.
So, Harry Douglas, I put it to you. Mm-hmm. What is your level of trust in the Dallas Cowboys this season?
Well, I'll say if this is the Dallas Cowboys that we've seen against the Washington football team, I have a lot of trust in them. When you can create turnovers defensively, when you can have Dak in this offense hitting on all cylinders, you see Amari Cooper have a good game, CeeDee Lamb, you've seen Turner, Schultz had a good game receiving the football. You've seen Zeke, when him and Pollard actually got the ball, they didn't get it much, but when they got it, they made an impact in the run game, right? And then this offensive line did a good job. But then they block a punt on special teams and score on special teams. When you can hit on all three cylinders like this Dallas Cowboys team did last night on Sunday, but not only Sunday, they did it against the Atlanta Falcons as well. They had a block punt for a touchdown. They were hitting on all cylinders offensively. They got turnovers defensively. When this team is playing like this, the sky's the limit. Well, I won't say the sky's the limit because the man walked the moon. They have aspirations to get to a Super Bowl and win it, and if they're hitting on all cylinders like they were against the Washington football team, it's possible. It's the questions that lies when we see this offense sputtering, right? That's the question that lies. Can this offense continue what we've seen against the Washington football team? And I think they can. I think they just went into a little lull. I think they had a come-to-Jesus meeting, him, Dak, and the rest of the offense, and I think they're going to be good the rest of the way.
Look, I can't count on what we saw the other night. Let's just be fair. Not that they're going to put up 56 every week, but all the turnovers – and they're facing a team that had all the kinds of COVID issues that they did on a shorter week. I think everything stacked up to really favor the Cowboys in that situation. And no, maybe 100%. We can build a little too much out of it. But even I have to admit, as somebody that has never been a Cowboys guy, that this does have a little different look to it. Now, I jokingly say it's too bad they don't know what's coming. I jokingly say that because, you know, admittedly, I'm an anti-Cowboys guy. I want to see them lose. I enjoy it when they lose.
Why, Chris?
Maybe that speaks more about me.
Tell the people why. Tell the people why.
Because the arrogance, the America's team and all that. When in actuality, most of America hates the Cowboys. Can we be truthful about that? I am not alone in the bunker on this one. Not at all. But that being the case, Harry, even I have to admit that I believe the Cowboys would give the Packers the biggest challenge. Can they win in Lambeau Field? No. I don't see that. I don't see that.
Yeah, I don't see that happening. And if the Packers get the one seed, the Cowboys get the two seed, the only chance they will have in matching up would be in the NFC Championship game. I think Aaron Rodgers and that Green Bay Packers team know how to play in that weather. I think when you don't have that weather and you're a dome team, and we see the Cowboys when they're playing at home, they have been really good this year, especially offensively. But now you add another element to that football game, and our guys worrying about going out there in long sleeves. Our guys worrying about having the hand warmers and being warm more so than they're worrying about playing the game of football. And that's the thing. That's how Green Bay, when they get you up in that frozen tundra, that's how they beat a lot of people, because Green Bay's not thinking about it. You got the guys out there with no sleeves on. They all Vaseline'd up with Flexol and atomic bomb on their sleeves so the wind can go over it. But then on the opposing team, they're over there shivering and shaking, got their jackets on all night long on heated benches, sitting down the whole time. And that's just, it just adds another element to the game. But I believe, and I don't think Aaron Rodgers is going to give the Dallas Cowboys turnovers like they're accustomed to getting throughout this season we've seen in 2021. So if they have to go to Green Bay, now if that game is played at AT&T Stadium, if some kind of way the Dallas Cowboys get the number one seed some kind of way, then I think it's a possibility that they can beat the Green Bay Packers.
I think it's possible. I think it's highly unlikely. And there's something that we haven't talked about here. Mike McCarthy bringing the Cowboys into Green Bay. Mike McCarthy.
Hell of a story.
Bringing the Cowboys into Green Bay for the NFC Championship game. Having said that, the Packers would have a massive, massive coaching advantage in my estimation.
Well, I think so too. You look at the Packers and you look how long McCarthy was there in that offense. So it's going to be some things they're familiar with, right? It's going to be some things that Aaron Rodgers is going to be like, hey, when they do this, this. Now, granted, Aaron Rodgers is going to be focused on the game in the Cowboys defense, but it's some things that he could probably some little gems he can drop to the defense and let them know, hey, if you see this, this is this. Mike McCarthy likes to do these type of things. Well, I've seen it actually last year in 2020 when Amari Cooper against cover two against Atlanta ran like a fake corner post. And that's a play I've seen Jordy Nelson run millions and millions of times. So there's some carryover from Green Bay over down there in Dallas.
We're going to stay in the NFC East. Our resident GM says one franchise is doing the right thing and the wrong thing at the same time. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.